You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Ever wondered what it takes for women to shatter the proverbial glass ceiling? Picture the determination, resilience, and sheer grit required to break barriers in male-dominated fields. Today, we'll explore inspiring success stories of women who have defied the odds, overcome challenges, and risen to the top of their professions. I think I'm also one of those women. We are joined on the line by Sister Lydia, who's going to help us with this. I think Sister Lydia, I are also not a ceiling breaker. Like you know, we have to tell us these things, eh?
Yes, we have to proclaim it, yeah?
Yes, I am also. How are you, my dear sis?
I'm well, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us once again.
I'm glad to be, and thank you for being our inspiration for this morning. I think we found our success story.
Boy, now let's just speak about me, Jay. Not any other person, just me, then we are good to go.
That sounds like a plan.
Indeed. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right, shall we pray? Heavenly Father, what in heaven? Father, Lord, we want to thank you for this morning, Jehovah God. And again, Lord, we ask that may you speak to us like never before, Lord. May you impact inspiration in our lives that we may move forward in our lives, Jehovah God. And may your Holy Spirit be our faithful guide, O Lord. We commit the listeners that may their hearts be receptive, Jehovah God. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lydia. To our listeners at home, we're speaking about all things breaking the ceiling. So if you do have a success story like myself, or you envision a success story like myself, you can please let us know on +27 73 470 3520. So what does it mean when we say breaking the glass ceiling? Because some other people may not understand what we're talking about, you know, but what does it mean when we're saying breaking the glass ceiling?
Okay, breaking the glass ceiling may mean going out of our comfort zone. You know, there's a glass put where, for women, there are particular fields that suit them. I mean, let's be home, let's clean the house, yeah? Let's do a career profession like nursing. Let's do a profession like teaching. But breaking the glass means going out, breaking barriers, those male-dominated fields where we break the glass and we do them. And not only doing them and being average, but being the very best we could. Mm-hmm. And going all out, going extraordinary.
Yeah. And why is it important, you know, because yes, we're going the extraordinary. I think these days we are more, we're pushing our girl children, for example, to be in the STEM field. Those for the maths and all of those ones there, you know, and we know that it's male dominated. And we're like, do it. But why is it important? I mean, like, I can just be an ordinary nurse. I can just be an ordinary radio broadcaster. Why should I now aspire to do what my male colleagues are doing?
I think to answer your question, I'll start off like this. You know, in the writings of Ellen White, she admonishes and she says, higher than the highest is God's ideal for mankind. Mm-hmm. We're not in God's plan. We are not meant to be comfortable, and He doesn't say be comfortable, but He says higher than the highest is God's ideal for man. And I think us reaching greater goals, us reaching out of our comfort zone, makes us even evangelize to the next person, despite us not realizing. Imagine being able to break the glass, and you are at an extraordinary position. You are at the position with a man, and you're going head on in this position. Probably you're a banker, and you're going head on. You are the CEO of this bank. And when someone runs to you and asks you, Zanele, how did you manage? Very few people are managing to get here. And first answer should be, God's providence was with me, and He helped me. So first and foremost, I see a way to evangelize through a great milestone in your own life. And secondly, us not being comfortable. I think it's so casual where I can just do this simple course. I mean, I'm relaxed and I end there. And in times past, most women would be characterized with certificates and they'll never reach as far as getting a degree, getting a master's, getting a PhD. These things were for men.
Mm-hmm.
But in the time we live in where it's so competitive, where we are not supposed to be dependent. I mean, when God says we ought to be a blessing, he does not specify it only to men, but he says everyone is supposed to be a blessing. How are you going to be a blessing if you don't push hard in your life? How are you going to be a blessing if you can't be an example to the person you're supposed to bless? Imagine you're blessing someone and they're complaining, even as I give you this, I also don't have, this is the last money I have, I mean. So it should be one, to evangelize it, get us off the comfort zone, and surely to fulfill that statement that God says we ought to be a blessing.
Indeed. So besides myself, Sister Lydia, can you share a story of a woman, you know, a success story, you know, of a woman who has broken the glass ceiling, you know, in her field, and also what some of the key lessons we can learn from that particular woman, or factors of that we can learn that, you know, they were instrumental to their success?
Okay. Today's woman that we'll talk about is this woman called Mizinga Meru.
Okay.
Please find time to check her online. She is the CEO of the bank, Absa Bank.
Okay.
Okay. And when you read her success story, you realize she only started out as a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And she studied as a nurse and she worked as a nurse. But within her, she always wondered what's the best way to do more.
Mm.
And she lived in a home where her father was a banker, and she always observed the father, and she liked how he dressed. You know, it started with just liking how he dressed. He was so presentable and people would respect him. And she said to herself, I also want to be in a position where I would be respected by someone out there. And with her nursing program, she decided to sponsor herself and went to school to do banking. And she starts with a diploma in banking. Then she advances herself. By the way, she's working and doing school. So she's working, then she advances herself to doing a degree, then a master's degree. And as I speak to you now, we find that this is the chief executive officer of Absa Bank, one of the biggest banks we have here in Zambia. And she is running it head on.
Mm-hmm.
She's competing with men.
Yeah.
And for me, just that story shows how much dedicated you could be to achieve what you want. Find a driving force. Find a guiding star. If you want to call it a guiding star, what do you want to achieve? Do you always want to be in an ordinary position? Do you always want to be in the same place? For her, she said, okay, everyone is doing this. By the way, let me not sound like I'm looking down on nursing. You know, these people help us.
Yes, true.
Yes. Don't think nursing is a bad thing. No. I was just giving it as an example, part of her story. But this is also an ideal course. Worse off, if you push to the highest and you are one of the biggest nurses we have, that is still an achievement. But in her case, she had a driving force, and her driving force is to do something extraordinary. What's your driving force?
Yeah. Indeed. Looking at the issues of education, right, and continuous learning, what role do they play now in helping women achieve their career goals? Because we can be saying, I'm Leonard, it's enough and everything else, or I don't need education, I can break those ceilings, etc. But how important is education and continuous learning?
I'll start it off like this. I don't know if you've heard the saying, but I'm sure you have. It says, knowledge is power. And only when you know are you able to break the ceiling. I mean, how do we just get you? Or how do you just get me and put me to run the country for one day? I'm telling you, it would be disastrous. But with the knowledge we get, education is something that empowers us and helps us to achieve these things, because you will know. Trust me, there is power in knowledge, and education is an ongoing process. Let's never get comfortable and say, I think I have learned enough. But education is about knowing. And the more you know, the more power you have. You know how great it feels when someone mentions this stem or this condition, and you're able to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are if you're a medical person, you're even able to tell the drug and say, give them this, and
yeah.
you've helped someone. It's because knowledge empowers us and helps us to help the next generation.
Mm.
It helps us to places that just being ordinary cannot help you reach. Education helps you become aware of your current environment.
Yeah.
And education helps you solve problems, even in your day-to-day.
Mm.
So education is an important thing that you cannot run away from.
Mm. What about mentorship then? Mentorship and networking, you know, those supports, how can they help us in our professional advancements? Like now you see, now I know Sister Lydia, you know, me and Sister Lydia, you know, are connected, you know, maybe she'll be looking for a speaker to speak about communication and radio. And it's like, wait, man. There's that woman, that girl, Zanele, there that calls me, you know. So such things, yeah. How do they help in terms of our career advancements?
Okay, I think one of the things we'll never run away from is to reach the next level of life, you might need someone to pull you.
Okay.
And so networking might be one of the best things that has ever happened to us, be it in our church setup, being it in our neighborhood setup, being in our workplaces, being in our schools. Because with networking, like that example you've given, I'm able to know.
Mm.
It's like a friend of mine is telling me they need someone in this field. I know this one who's done this. And so it also comes back to us confiding ourselves. You know, there are people that don't want to tell you, okay, me, I am this by profession.
Mm.
It won't help you. Mm. Networking today helps us get to the next place. And one preacher once said, God sometimes will not bless you directly, but he will bless the people around you and he will pull you to the next level.
Yes. Yes.
So networking is like a bridge. It's like the stone to the next level. And hence, we really need to network. And the mentorship programs, you know, there are some people with low self-esteem and there are some people who don't know what they should do in their lives.
Mm.
I am an example of that. Growing up, I really never knew what I should do. I was just going to school. But with more and more mentorship, I realized I think I would excel in this field.
Mm.
So I think these mentorship programs help us identify who we are if we haven't done that. And the networking helps us to just really move to the next phase of our lives.
Yeah.
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 So please, network. I'm going to tell you, send your number, please.
Yes. Yes, please. And it's very important. And it's very important, hey, because you never know who is going to think of you at that time, in that meeting, where you are not there. You never know. So it's good that, you know what, you network. So looking at, you know, because it's never easy, we know. We never easy. We are comfortable in our places. Even the men themselves, they are comfortable, you know, in their place. It's never easy. What are some challenges now that women, as women, we face when trying to break the ceiling? And how can we overcome those? Because the men are comfortable, you know. It will never be easy for them to say, come, you know, and be successful. They do some, but sometimes it's not easy. We know that it's not easy. So how then, what are some of those challenges and how can we overcome them?
Okay, I think one of the biggest challenges we are facing in this generation is because we are looked at as people who cannot do it. Our abilities are doubted so much.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, in some places and some countries, even today, women are not considered for this virus position.
Mm.
And that's the biggest challenge.
Mm.
But the best way to break the ice is show that we are able.
Yeah.
Again, let me also not just blame it on society. Sometimes, even as women, we are too relaxed and too comfortable where we are, but we ought to go an extra mile.
Mm.
My sister is studying an extra mile. In that workplace, if you are given an opportunity, working extra hard and not just being, no, the men will do it. No, they will do it. What about you?
Mm.
You know, we have to realize that we are placed in these different places for a reason, and we ought to excel.
Mm.
God's plan has never been that we should make him look bad, and then someone should say, no, this is a Christian. No, this is no. Let it be. This is the Christian, and they're excelling because they've got God on their side.
Yeah.
So let's go an extra mile as well. And let's overcome these challenges of always being looked down upon. Let us show that we are able. And let us also look to God who gives us strength. God, this is where you've put me. Help me to excel in this journey.
It's very important today. And you know, I think with this one for me is let's not procrastinate as women. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
You know, and pat ourselves on the back. We can do it. If you can dream it, it means that you can achieve it. You know, thank you so much, Sister Lydia. Any closing words regarding that? And also, please do pray for us. Pray for our women to go and do what they think that they cannot do because they are women.
Yeah, I think even as we close, that's a great encouragement there, my sister. I think even as we close, I'd like you to refocus your mind on 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10. When Jabez prayed, calls upon the Lord, and he says, "Oh God of Israel, that you may bless me and that you may bless my territory." May God bless us in a way that it's only left up to us to achieve it. You know, may God open the doors. You know, Jabez prays, "May you bless me and may you bless my territory." May we pray such prayers that God blesses us in a way that we are helpers to the next person. I think enough of in low positions, enough of always being people that are looked down upon. And sometimes maybe we have not asked God enough. So may the prayer today be that, God, may you bless me.
Yeah.
And may you bless my career. And lastly, may you grant me the abilities to do the best in this blessing. That I may not be relaxed, but that I may do the very best. And the admonition is this: as women, let us push harder and let us not procrastinate. This is my take home from my sister. Yeah, let us not procrastinate. You know, it's time to do it. Let us do it. I think. Let's pray.
Amen.
Shall we pray? A Heavenly Father, art in heaven. Father Lord, we thank you for this topic that has come of breaking the glass ceiling today, Jehovah God. Lord, as women today, we are so comfortable, Lord. Help us break the glass ceiling, oh Lord. Help us do the best of our abilities. And Jehovah God, may you bless us in a way that it's only left to us to work hard, Jehovah God. Lord, I would like to remember all the programmings of the World Adventist Radio today, that may your Holy Spirit guide each program, that they may be spirit-filled, that they may evangelize to someone, and to someone who is about to give up, may they give hope, Jehovah God. But we thank you for this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Lydia, thank you so much for coming through and being with us. May you have yourself a blessed day, and go out there, go out there, girl, and show them.
Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed day too.
Amen.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.